Even though
I don't really remember
exactly what it was like.
But
my infant self,
really felt abandoned.
All this abandonment, all this confusion, all this loss. Trapped in my body. I don't know what my parents were thinking. Children shouldn't be parted. From their parents. It's an important age. They were doing the best they could. And even though I'm not attached to it. Intellectually. I feel, I believe, I sense, I see
that it's affecting my life.
My relationships. What I allow
to come into my life.
And it's hurting me. And I'm asking for healing. Not just for me.
But for everyone.
Who feels abandonment. Physically.
Emotionally.
Spiritually.
Energetically.
This abandonment.
Anywhere I'm holding.
Any abandonment.
In my body.
I'm asking for healing.
This really happened to me.
I was an infant.
Everything changed.
The way it smelled.
The way it sounded.
The way it felt. The voices.
The arms.
The bodies.
Everything suddenly changed.
It was very difficult. At some level.
And like all human children.
I created
a perception.
That whenever I love, things can drastically change.
And it doesn't always feel good.
And to create this experience again.
To prove this is really true.
It happened again.
A year and a half later.
Why wouldn't I believe?
In all cells of my body.
That the people who love me.
Take care of me.
That are there for me.
Abruptly.
Change.
Leave.
How can I feel safe? Loving anyone. How can I feel safe? Being loved.
All this fear.
All this perception. This huge experience. It really happened to me.
It happened to my infant self.
There were no words.
I couldn't understand.
No one could explain to me. In a way.
That I could know.
It wasn't about me.
It isn't a pattern.
That I needed to find evidence of. My entire life.
And that's what I've been doing.
I've been finding evidence.
To prove.
I'm not really lovable. How could someone love me?
Hold me.
Nourish me. Meet my needs.
And abandon me.
It didn't make any sense.
Even at that small age.
Only being human a little while. I knew it wasn't right. It was so far out of alignment. With who I knew myself to be. And I want to reconnect.
To that infant knowing.
That I am lovable.
That I deserve.
To be cherished. To be respected. To be loved and adored. I deserve.
To be safe.
No matter what I'm feeling.
I deserve.
To be loved.
And to love.
Without fear.
Without discomfort. Without discomfort.
I can't do that.
It's always uncomfortable.
Even my parents.
Even my parents.
Even
Even if they aren't leaving.
Even if they aren't leaving.
It's not always comfortable. Loving them.
Loving them.
Or being loved by them.
Or being loved by them.
And I've spent my entire life. Finding evidence. To prove. This infant part of me. What I believed. Is true. I can't be loved. I can't love. With comfort. And ease. And joy. The abrupt changes. Anything still trapped in my body. Over these abrupt changes. It was such a shock. Everything was smelling different. Sounding different. Feeling different. Everything was different. And my little body. Didn't know what to make of it. And once I got adjusted. And comfortable. It happened again. And I'm asking this body. This energetic body. To now release. All energetic ties. To this trauma. That no longer serves me. I have explored. Abandonment.
On
many different levels.
In
many different ways. With many different people. I've explored it. Experienced it. And I'd like to let that go now. I want to feel safe. I want to feel enthusiastic. I want to feel secure. I want to remember. I am lovable. And more than that. I am safe. Giving. Receiving. Sharing. Experiencing. A relationship. A loving relationship. A supportive relationship. A nourishing relationship. Usually all those things. Remind some part of me. This child part of me. That abrupt. Discomfort. Has to follow. And this no longer serves me. I've been holding this abandonment. Belief in abandonment. In my heart. In my stomach. And in my throat.
I deeply.
And completely.
Love and accept myself.
Anyway.
My parents.
Did what they thought was right.
They had no intention.
To have me believe. I was unlovable. For my entire life. And I want to forgive myself. For being so attached. To this particular story. It makes perfect sense.
Any human would feel that way.
Considering this happened to me. This really happened to me. I've done pretty well. There are things I like about myself. There are things I get right. I want more of that. And I want to share. These wonderful parts of me. With someone else. Without this perception. This old abandonment belief. Getting in the way. Because the truth is. Abandonment.
Is part of the human experience.
I've had friends move.
I've had pets die.
I've had jobs end. And the truth is.
Abandonment.
Is part of the package. I want to know peace anyway. All this energetic ties. To abandonment. Any kind of abandonment. I'd like to let that go now. Who would I be?
Who would I be? Who would I be?
I'm not sure.
I'm ready.
To feel.
Completely safe.
Letting in a relationship. I don't know. Who would I be? I'm perfectly safe.
Because if I don't like it.
I can pull away. I want to consider.
The possibility.
That I can feel differently. And experience. A new level of relationship. Things come and go. Things begin and end. I want to feel safe anyway. I want my choice back.
My conscious choice back.
It's not about. What my energetic body. What my infant self. Decide is safe.
For me today.
I want conscious choice. And sometimes. I'll feel that familiar fear. I want to be okay anyway. I want to be okay. I want to feel safe. I want to feel enthusiastic. I want to look forward. To things working out. I can't do that.
I always expect.
Them to end badly. To end too soon. This tightness.
In my heart.
In my throat.
I deeply.
And completely.
Love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Okay,
take a deep breath.